Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 4, The Wise Man, Part 5, The Story of Sarvajna, the Astrologer. Concerning man's search for the ultimate goal of life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relates a story from the commentary of Madhva Acharya, which occurs in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The story involves the instructions of the astrologer Sarvajna to a poor man who came to him to have his future told. And when Sarvajna saw the horoscope of the man, he was at once astonished that the man was so poor. And so he said to him, "Why are you so unhappy? From your horoscope I can see that you have a hidden treasure left to you by your father. However, the horoscope indicates that your father could not disclose this to you because he died in a foreign place. But now you can search out this treasure and be happy." This story is cited because the living entity is suffering due to one's ignorance of the hidden treasure of one's Supreme Father, Krishna. That treasure is love of Godhead, and in every Vedic scripture, the conditioned soul is advised to find it. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, although the conditioned soul is the son of the wealthiest personality, Krishna, one does not realize it. Therefore, the Vedic literatures are given just to help one search out his or her father and one's paternal property. The astrologer Sarvajna further advised the poor man, "Do not dig on the southern side of your house to find the treasure, for if you do so, you will be attacked by a poisonous wasp and will be baffled. The search should be conducted on the eastern side where there is actual light, which is called devotional service or Krishna consciousness. On the southern side, there are Vedic rituals. On the western side, there is mental speculation. And on the northern side, there is meditational yoga." Sarvajna's advice should be carefully noted by everyone. If one searches for the ultimate goal by the ritualistic process, he or she will surely be baffled, for such a process involves the performance of rituals under the guidance of a priest who takes money in exchange for service. A man may think he will be happy by performing such rituals, but actually, if he does gain some result from them, it is only temporary, and one's material distress will continue. Thus, he will never become truly happy by following the ritualistic process. Instead, he will simply increase his material pangs more and more. And the same may be said for digging on the northern side or searching the treasure by means of the meditational yoga process. For by this process, a person thinks of becoming one with the Supreme Lord, but this merging into the Supreme is like being swallowed by a large serpent. Sometimes a large serpent swallows a smaller one, and so merging into the spiritual existence of the Supreme is analogous. While the small serpent is searching after perfection, it is swallowed. So obviously, there is no solution here. And on the western side, there is also an impediment in the form of a yaksha, an evil spirit who protects the treasure. The idea is that the hidden treasure can never be found by one who asks the favor of a yaksha in order to attain it. The result is that one will simply be killed. This yaksha is the speculative mind. And in this case, the speculative process of self-realization, or the jnana process, is also suicidal. The only possibility then is to search for the hidden treasure on the eastern side by the process of devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. Indeed, that process of devotional service is the perpetual hidden treasure, and when one attains to it, he or she becomes perpetually rich. One who is poor in devotional service to Krishna is always in need of material gain. Sometimes one suffers the bites of poisonous creatures, and sometimes one is baffled. Sometimes one follows the philosophy of monism and thereby loses one's identity. And sometimes one is swallowed by a large serpent. It is only by abandoning all of this and becoming fixed in Krishna consciousness, devotional service to the Lord, that one can actually achieve the perfection of life. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 4, The Wise Man, Part 5, The Story of Sarvagya the Astrologer. Recorded July 13, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.